I joined something called the Cosmic Classroom just before Christmas because of the interest in Tim Peake. And our topic is about space, time and space. We joined that, and there was a competition where we had to get the children to ask Tim Peake questions and record them and send them off. And we were luckily chosen to go up to Liverpool to the World Museum and have a live web chat with Tim Peake and maybe ask him a couple of questions ourselves.
How exciting
I
is
know.
this for the children?
That's fantastic. I mean, there were 10,000 teachers that registered for it. I know there were 4,000 questions asked. So for us to be chosen is just unbelievable, really.
What kind of questions have the kids in your class been asking then, or been hoping to ask?
Well, there's all sorts of questions. The usual, like, how do you brush your teeth? And there was one, can you be sick in space? Was a question that was asked. There were things like, were you scared to go in space? What do you like about space compared to the Earth? Are you looking forward to come back? What have you missed about the Earth? So there's quite a range of questions that they've asked him.
And have you found that the whole thing of seeing him up there and seeing him on telly, has it really engaged them?
Yeah, it's really engaging because we watched the live takeoff when he went up there, and then of course when he did the actual spacewalk. So we feel we've followed him sort of all the way through. So to get a chance to actually talk to him live is just it's a dream, really.
Now, is everybody going to be able to ask their question, or is it just a few of them? And if so, how do you select?
Well, that wasn't me that had to select him, fortunately. So what happens is, I think there's going to be 11 schools up there. They're going to choose a question from each school. So the UK Space Agency and Cosmic Classroom have chosen the question. So they've done it already. So I know who's been picked, but I didn't take any hand in that. And it's a young girl called Cadence Wilson, and she's going to ask if you can be sick in space, if you can be ill.
And I guess the whole going up to Liverpool to do the chat, it's not just happening in the classroom. It makes it a real occasion for them. I mean, are they getting really excited?
Yeah, really excited. There's a video about at the moment. I videoed myself telling the kids the news this week because it's all happened. Last Friday, we were given the news. So we had a big meeting Monday with the parents and then a meeting with the children just afterwards. And I let them know about it. And so I videoed it as I was telling them. And it was funny, actually. They were excited about Tim Peake, but they were more excited about staying in a hotel overnight and having McDonald's on the way back home.
Are you going to continue to do sort of projects on Tim and on space while he's up there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, while we're up there in the museum, we're getting a chance to do some workshops. So the children are going to train to be astronauts. So they're going to do what they need to do to be an astronaut. They're going to be making Lego robots. And of course, when we come back, we carry on watching Tim and seeing what he's doing up there. They've been doing poetry about Tim Peake this week, so we're going to take up a collection of our poems for him for when he lands, so he can have those as well.